Chapter 28. Flag to the masthead. It was made hurriedly, during the night, of cotton stuffs, and, being heavy, hung down the mast, while the crowd stared. Ally told me there was a great sigh of surprise, but not a word was spoken till Lakamba advanced and proclaimed in a loud voice, that during all that day everyone passing by the flagstaff, must uncover his head and salaam before the emblem. But, hang it all! Exclaimed Lingard, Abdullah's British. Abdullah wasn't there at all, did not go on shore that day. Yet Ali, who has his wits about him, noticed that the space where the crowd stood was under the guns of the Lord of the Isles. They had put a quar warp ashore, and gave the bark a cant in the current, so as to bring the broadside to bear on the flagstaff. Clever, eh? But nobody dreamt of resistance. When they recovered from the surprise there was a little quiet jeering, and Bahasan abused Lakamba violently till one of Lakamba's men hit him on the head with a staff. Frightful crack, I am told. Then they left off jeering. Meantime Padalolo went away, and Lakamba sat in the chair at the foot of the flagstaff, while the crowd searched around, as if they could not make up their minds to go. Suddenly there was a great noise behind Lakamba's chair. It was that woman, who went for Willems. Ally says she was like a wild beast, but he twisted her wrist and made her grovel in the dust. Nobody knows exactly what it was about. Some say it was about that flag. He carried her off, flung her into a canoe, and went on board Abdullah's ship. After that Sahaman was the first to salaam to the flag. Others followed suit. Before noon everything was quiet in the settlement, and Ally came back and told me all this. Almayer drew a long breath. Lingard stretched out his legs. Go on, he said. Almayer seemed to struggle with himself. At last he spluttered out. The hardest is to tell yet. The most unheard of thing. An outrage. A fiendish outrage. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.